You're with SBS Radio.
Year 6 students at Camderville Public School in Sydney are rebuilding homes for animals. Katrina Garn is the school's environment leader.
We need homes for insects and animals so that they can hide from predators.
Suburban backyard gardens are now havens for small animals after 7 million hectares of bushland burnt across the country. Junior Landcare Ambassador Costa Georgiadis says native bees are looking for flowers and marsupials need shrubs to hide in.
All of the wildlife and insects and pollinators had to shift, and our gardens are this chance to make them secure there and then slowly allow them to move back into the landscape as the landscapes start to recover.
He says gardening is also a way to build mental health resilience for people who've been affected.
When we actually go into the garden and start planting, we're sowing seeds, we're looking forward, we're creating hope, we're investing in a different perspective.
The chair of the mental health agency Lifeline, John Brogdon, says thousands of people affected by the fires have been calling their counselling service asking for help since the start of December. This sharp rise has prompted the organisation to launch a dedicated bushfire trauma helpline, 13 Help or 13457.
The reason we're doing this is that since the beginning of the crisis in early December, our calls have increased by 10% and they've stayed steady at a 10% increase. And in some days, they've gone up to 14%.
New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons says firefighters are also feeling the pain after months on the front lines.
And there's a sense of guilt amongst a lot of our volunteers where they feel they didn't do enough, they didn't save everything. And unfortunately, as we've tried to say over and over again, under the sorts of conditions we experienced, you simply can't save everything. And I know my people are troubled. I know firefighters and frontline emergency service workers right across New South Wales and elsewhere are absolutely troubled by this last fire season.
But there has been some relief. As local and international superstars took to the stage at a benefit concert in Sydney, they raised almost $10 million to help Australians rebuild. Lucy Murray, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.